Unit 10, page 109, exercises 4 and 5.
Hi there, Lara here. Like everyone else, I often have arguments and disagreements. They can be with my friends, my parents, but usually they're with my brother. He's 2.5 years younger than me, and we argue a lot. We always have. But lately, I've decided that I'm tired of all these arguments, and I've learned how to manage them better. Okay, let's look at a typical disagreement. One day, my brother borrows my tablet, and he doesn't tell me. I need to use it for some schoolwork, so I go into his bedroom, I find a tablet on the bed, and the screen is cracked. What do I do? Do I start yelling? No. First, I take a deep breath and I try to stay calm. That's a good thing to do if you can feel yourself getting angry. So, I manage my emotions, then I try to be objective. Perhaps my brother needed my tablet for his homework. Maybe he's planning to repair the screen? I need to talk to him and find out. I go and talk to my brother. He's sitting on the couch and watching TV. So I switch off the TV and show him the tablet. I look him in the eye because I need him to see that I'm serious. But he's avoiding my eyes. He starts to say something, but I interrupt him. I know I should have listened to what he had to say, but I want to explain how I feel. I'd saved up a long time for that tablet, and it's a really big deal if it's broken. But while I am talking, he just gets up from the couch and walks off. I follow him into the kitchen, and now I am starting to get mad. Then I notice something. It's another tablet on the kitchen counter, and it looks like mine. My brother tells me that the cracked tablet belongs to his friend. He left it at our house by mistake. So, of course, I apologize. So what did I learn from this? Clearly, I can still improve how I manage the situation when there's an argument or disagreement. I need to listen when someone is trying to explain. I also need to remember where I put my tablet.